शरणमलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदम्बयं ददति स्वापदन्तिकम् नम ॐ विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदान्त स्वामीमिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पश्चित दशतरिणे पञ्चकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यः च पतितानां पवनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्याद्वैतगराध शिवसदि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण So before I start, I wanted to ask blessings from all the assembled Vaishnavas, especially senior most Vaishnavas, Maharaj, Panchagavada Prabhu, other Prabhupada disciples and senior devotees, so that whatever I speak would adhere to the standards outlined in the 17th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, text 15, that it would be satyam, truthful, priyam, pleasing, and hitam, beneficial to everyone, myself in the first place. Yeah, I must admit that even though I'm fairly regular speaker in Krishna Balaram Mandir, I think last time I gave class in here about 10 years ago, so at least once in a decade, but I'm still a little bit nervous to speak in such of exalted assembly of Vaishnavas. So with your blessings we will read from the 5th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 5, text number 4, and chapter is entitled Lord Rishabhadev's Teachings. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Nunam Pramatta Kurute Vikarma. Nunam Pramatta Kurute Vikarma.
Nunam Pramatta Kurute Vikarma.
Yat Indriya Pritaya Aprinuchi. Yatindriya Pritaya Aprinati. Nasadu Manyayata Atmanayam. Nasadu Manyayata Atmanayam. Asana Pikleshada Asadeha. Asan api kleshada asadeha. Nunam pramatta kurute vikarma. Yatindriya pritaya aprinati. Nasadu manyayata atmanoyam. Asan api kleshada asadeha. Nunam pramata kurute vikarma.
Yatindriya pritaya aprinoti.
Ladies, please. Synonyms, please repeat. Nounam. Indeed. Pramataha. Mad. Kurute. Performs. Vikarma. Sinful activities forbidden in the scriptures. Yat. When. Indriya pritaye. For sense gratification. Aprinoti, engages. Na, not. Sadhu, befitting. Manye, I think. Yataha, by which. Atmanaha, of the soul. Ayam, this. Asan, being temporary. Api, although. Kleshada, giving misery. Asa, became possible. Deha, the body. Translation purport by His Divine Grace. A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. When a person considers sense gratification the aim of life, he certainly becomes mad after materialistic living and engages in all kinds of sinful activity. He does not know that due to his past misdeeds, he has already received a body, which, although temporary, is the cause of his miseries. Actually, the living entity should not have taken on a material body, but he has been awarded the material body for sense gratification. Therefore, I think it is not befitting an intelligent man to involve himself again in the activities of sense gratification by which he perpetually gets material bodies one after another. Purport. Begging, borrowing, and stealing to live for sense gratification is condemned in this verse because such consciousness leads one to a dark, hellish condition. The four sinful activities are illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication, and gambling. These are the means by which one gets another material body that is full of miseries. In the Vedas it is said, asango hyaya purusha, the living entity is not really connected with the this material world, but due to his tendency to enjoy the material senses, he is put into the material condition. One should perfect his life by associating with devotees. He should not become further implicated in the material body. We'll read the text one more time. Nunam pramatta kurute vikarma yadindriya pritaya prinati nasaddu manyeyata atmanoyam asana pikleshada asadeha. When a person considers sense gratification the aim of life, he certainly becomes mad after materialistic living and engages in all kinds of sinful activity. He does not know that due to his past misdeeds, he has already received a body which, although temporary, is the cause of his misery. Actually, the living entity should not have taken on a material body, but he has been awarded the material body for sense gratification. Therefore, I think it's not befitting an intelligent man to involve himself again in the activities of sense gratification, by which he perpetually gets material bodies one after another. This is quite an important chapter in the fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, because Srila Prabhupada lectured on this chapter quite often, and he quoted these verses, including this one, number of times. And this verse says, Nunam pramatta kurute vikarma. If someone is engaged in vikarma, specific activities, what kind of specific activities? That is elaborated by Srila Prabhupada in the purport, sinful activities. Then one is considered to be mad. Pramatta. Not just a little bit out of his mind, but completely mad. Berserk. Because pra is prakrista rupana, the intensifying prefix before the word. And sometimes, because at least in the Western country, in Western countries we are a minority group, people think that we are a little strange and even crazy. Less now, and but before it was much more prevalent opinion. I remember my first introduction to Krishna consciousness, which didn't happen through neither Prabhupada book nor devotee, but actually it happened through a communist brochure or a little booklet which was blaspheming every single spiritual group active in the West. And of course it was considered that nothing like that is happening in our wonderful communist country. We're all upright. And well, for myself, I was not sympathetic with that booklet, because at that time I was a kind of freedom fighter against the communist rule. I was even ready to sacrifice my life, because I fully believed that these are the demons and the cause of, you know, the root of all the evil. And I also believed in God. And so I was reading this booklet already with a critical mindset. And it was very interesting that one group deserved very special attention from the author, who, we have to admit, was very expert in his field of distorting the facts. So, as you can imagine, these were devotees, Hare Krishna movement. And so the description goes as follows. Of all the religious or spiritual groups, these people are completely mad. Why? Because men are wearing bed sheets instead of pants, and women are wearing curtains. Besides that, men are shaving their heads, but not completely. Part of the head remains unshaved. And then they smear dirt over their foreheads, if you recognize this is Tilak. And then in this state, they run out on the street and they harass people on the street, trying to sell books which no one can understand. And in between these activities, sometimes they shout very loudly, and other times they murmur meaningless words. And part of the Maha Mantra was quoted, something like, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I suppose the author was not even brave enough to quote the full Maha Mantra, because he suspected that it will have an influence on people's mind. But, you know, while reading this article, I was thinking, you know, if communists hate this particular group more than anyone else, this must be the best people. And because it doesn't make any sense. If these people are genuinely mad, why do they chant the same words? Because, you know, mad people, they cannot do, you know, something together. They all live in their own worlds, right? As it says, they all watch their own movies in their head. And so they would never chant the same words. And so I was thinking, no, this is something genuine, this is something bona fide, coming from a single source. And these words, I was very interested, what are these words? And I thought, these words must have very special meaning. And I have to find out what is the meaning of those words. And I suppose Krishna fulfilled my desire, and then later I came across devotees and Prabhupada's books. But this is very common perception, because devotees are so different from anyone else, right? We speak different language, we have different habits, we dress differently, and we even sleep at a different time. Mostly, devotees are waking up when many people are just going to bed. And so, naturally, many people would perceive us like that, and this was a standard accusation since the beginning of the movement. And Prabhupada's response to that was, they think we are crazy, but we know that they are crazy. And so this can appear as a kind of too bold or proud statement. But actually, it's important to understand why Prabhupada said, we know that they are crazy. And the reason is simple. How do we know? From this verse and from number of other similar verses. Our opinion is based on God's opinion. That it's not that we think something, but we understand, we see everything. At least, yeah, Prabhupada wants us to see everything through the eyes of the scripture. And so the Supreme Lord, Rishabhadev, says that those who are involved in sinful activities are completely crazy people. And this is just a fact. It's not our perception. Once I was in a hospital, for quite some time, and I was in the same warden with a few non-devotees, quite simple people, kind of workers, factory workers. That was in Russia. And I was actually quite happy to end up in a hospital because I was doing management at the time and I had to endure a lot of pressure, and I hardly have had any time to peacefully chant my rounds, read Prabhupada's books, listen to classes. And I was considering, you know, a hospital to be a kind of spiritual vacation. I had a lot of time to hear and chant and read, and I was really absorbed in those activities, and I was not interacting much with other people. But they were observing me very carefully, and one of them approached me and he said, "What are you doing? Who are you?" And so I just briefly explained to him that these are the spiritual practices and scriptures and lectures. And but he said, "What are you repeating all the time? What are you murmuring all the time?" So I said, this is a mantra, something much more than a prayer. These are the names of God. And so I'm repeating these words. And so I quoted the Maha Mantra to him. And then I also explained to him about our lifestyle, because he was asking about four regulative principles. And I could see his eyebrows go up when he heard about the regulative principles. He was quite shocked. And when I told him about the Maha Mantra, he said, "So how many times do you repeat that?" And I said, "Well, minimum it comes to 1726 times? How many times? Yeah, whatever. About 25,000 names. So I think 1726 full Maha Mantras. Anyway, a lot." And when he heard that, he said, "Oh, now I understand that, you know, by repeating these words for so many times, you just gone mad." You became completely crazy because you repeated the same thing so many times. And I kind of became a little bit offended. Not for my sake, of course, for the sake of the movement. And I said, "So you think I'm crazy?" He said, "Oh yeah, of course. You know, to live like you're living, you must be crazy. You cannot be normal." He said, "Okay, let's discuss that one. What is your definition of someone who is crazy?" He said, "Well, you give me your definition." I said, "Well, crazy person is someone who does harmful things to oneself and other people. Would you agree with that?" He said, "Yeah, that's pretty accurate." And I said, "Okay, so do you know that smoking is bad for you?" He said, "Yes." "Do you know that it's also bad for other people?" He said, "Yeah." "Do you smoke?" He said, "Yes." "Do you know that drinking is bad for you?" "Yes." "You know that drinking is bad for other people?" "Yes. It creates, you know, social problems." Jai Shri Shri Gornita Shri Shri Krishna Balaram Shri Shri Radhishyam Jai. He said, "Yes." "And do you drink?" He said, "Yes." And then we went through other things like meat eating. I said, "Have you heard that meat eating is bad for your health?" He said, "Yes." "And do you know that cows, they don't really like being slaughtered?" He said, "Yeah, I can imagine that." "Do you eat meat?" He said, "Yes." And I said, "So, you see, you're doing so many things which are bad for you and which are bad for others, and I don't do these things. So who is crazy, me or you?" And he said, I'll have to think about it. And then he went to the porch to have a cigarette break. Anyway, we had, you know, he came back with more questions. And I didn't really want to spend so much time with him. And I said, you have so many questions. I have a nice book for you. You can give it a read while you're here. Perfect questions, perfect answers. So just, you know, go back to your bed and read the book. But he would not just quietly read it. He would read it out loud for the other patients and discuss the content with them. But the discussion was so speculative, I just couldn't remain, you know, quiet. I had to go to them and, you know, tell them that they completely misconstrued what's been written in the book. Anyway, we might also try to analyze what is the reason that Rishabhadev makes such a heavy statement that those who are engaged in sense gratification are completely mad, pramatta. Because it is mad activity after all. Can you imagine eating piece of somebody's dead body, dead corpse eating activity? Is it normal? This is what meat eating is. Is it normal to poison yourself knowingly? It's one thing to take poison by mistake, but it's completely different thing to take poison knowing that it is poison and even paying money for it. But this is what Narottam Das Thakur says. And incidentally, Prabhupada said this is his most favorite song amongst the songs of Acharyas. Manushya Janam Apaiya Radha Krishna Nabajiya Janya Shunya Dishakaino. Narottam Das Thakur, in the mood of a conditioned soul, says, I received this human life, but I neglected worshipping Radha and Krishna. And for this reason, I drank poison knowingly. Janya Shunya Vishakaino. So, and we see that those who do not worship Radha and Krishna, they drink poison, they smoke poison, they shoot poison down their veins, so they destroy themselves knowingly. This is completely crazy. One of my friends, devotee friends, he is a medical doctor. Even though he's not practicing that, he's actually a book distributor for many years, but he studied in a medical college. And he said one type of practices, as probably some of you know, for medical students would be to go into the, what they call it, anatomical theater and observe the vivisected bodies, you know, the bodies which have been cut in different ways. And so he said one time when they went in there, they were studying the effects of alcohol on a body. And so they observed a body of one man who was apparently criminal, prisoner, because he was covered with these, you know, prison tattoos. And he was very big and strong man with big head. And his head was, you know, his skull was open. And then, you know, inside of this big skull, there was a brain which was no bigger than a fist, of the size of a fist. And then the teacher explained that this is what alcohol does to the body. In the first place, it dissolves brain. And brain cells, they do not reproduce themselves. So alcohol destroys, you know, attacks brain. as a very first target in the body. And so if one becomes a habitual drinker or alcoholic, the whole brain dissolves. And only the root of the brain remains, which is in charge of very basic human activity, eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. So this is why alcoholics, many times they become very primitive people. Prabhupada met one man, one scientist or researcher, and he asked him, "What are you doing?" And that man said, "Oh, Swamiji, I'm studying primitive people." And Prabhupada said, "What is this nonsense, studying primitive people? I'm studying exalted people. Why don't you also study exalted people? That would be much better use of your time." And so, yeah, there are plenty of people who actually make themselves very primitive by sense gratification, destroy their human body, a valuable human body given by Krishna for self-realization. They burn it up in sense gratification. And yeah, what to speak of gambling? Gambling means to waste one's money. Whoever wins in gambling, only gambling house. And sometimes they're actually quite honest about it. They advertise that if you gamble in our casino, we'll give you back 80% of your money. Means that you're gonna lose at least 20%. And but you know, what to speak of the greatest sense gratification of all, sex pleasure. But if we consider it, sex pleasure, what people trying to enjoy, they're trying to enjoy the parts of the human body which emanate emanate the waste products, right? Just to put it politely. So these become the objects of enjoyment in sex pleasure. So is it normal? No, it is crazy. It is completely mad. But the difficulty is that if everyone does that around, then people, they cannot understand it. They just go for it. Sometimes it says that we don't have to worry what people will think about us, because they don't do it very often anyway. So therefore, actually this verse and number of following verses up to text 10 are the elaborations given by King Rishabhadev on the third verse. And if you listen to Prabhupada's lectures on this series of verses, he comes back to this verse again and again and again, which His Holiness Shivaram Maharaj read day before yesterday. Mahatsavam Dvaram Ahurmi Mukta Tamodvaram Yoshita Sangi Sangam. And so this verse says that there are two paths, basically, two gates. One gate, Mahat Savadvaram, that serving Vaishnavas, this is the gate leading to liberation, Ahur Vimukte. And the other gate is Tamadvara, leading to darkness, leading to hellish destination. And that is Yoshita Sangi Sangam, and that is the association with people attached to sense gratification, specifically women, enjoying with women. And so these specific verses are elaborating on Tamodvaram, and from text 10, the next three texts, which are kind of grouped together by Srila Prabhupada, 10 to 13 would elaborate on Mahatsavam Dvaram. So Rishabhadev, as a perfect teacher, he makes a statement and then he qualifies it in subsequent verses, elaborates on that. Krishna always does that. In Bhagavad Gita he does that also. And so Srila Prabhupada says in the end of the purport, well, he dedicates this purport to the fact, he dedicates this purport, most of the purport, to the fact that if someone is engaged in sense gratification, so what would be the biggest problem? The biggest problem would be to get another material body and again experience all types of miseries connected to the body. And there are a lot of miseries the body can experience. And especially human body. Human body, we may notice, is not really meant for sense gratification. Eating, sleeping, especially eating in India for Western devotees, they see how problematic it becomes. Many of the devotees experience that. So eating, sleeping, mating, and defending become major difficulties in human life. If someone really tries to, you know, indulge oneself in these activities. Animal bodies are not such a big problem. Animal bodies are actually meant for sense gratification. And in the very first verse of this chapter, Maharaj Rishabhadev says, Nayam deha deha bhajam nirloke kashtan kamar kaman arhate vidbhujamya, that this body, this material body, human life, is not meant for sense gratification, which is available for vidbhujam, for stool-eating animals, such as hogs and dogs. They can enjoy that, but human beings cannot. Actually, here in Vrindavan, we can see many things which Prabhupada speaks about in his books. How one receives the body and enjoys according to the body and becomes conditioned by that. I remember here near MBT when I was passing by one time, and there was a gutter, a sewage canal going along the wall. Is it still there? Probably not. Anyway, I was passing by this sewage and I saw an interesting scene. There was a huge hog lying straight, you know, lying in that sewage, in that canal. And actually what the hog did, you know, it was really smart, actually, because sometimes we think animals have no intelligence. No, they have very good intelligence for sense gratification. What this hog did, it actually blocked the flow with its nose and mouth to make sure that all the nice things, you know, instead of the hog going around and looking for, you know, we know what the hog is looking for, you know, the hog decided to make the process automatic. Use the modern technology. Take advantage of it, you know. Made sure that everything flew right into the mouth. You know, lazy way. And it was enjoying so much, you know. And it was making the noise. I'm not sure what do you call this noise, hog's noise. And even, you know, closing the eyes out of joy. But it was the mother hog. And next to it, there was a little piggy, literally that big, newborn. And I could see that because this piggy could hardly stand on its tiny little legs. Even the legs were kind of shaking. And the piggy was making this, you know, squeaky noise and looking at the mother in horror. You know, literally that in the eyes of this piggy, there was a horror. What is my mother doing there, you know, in this horrible place? And the mother was making the noise, kind of inviting the piggy to join the fun. And the piggy just couldn't believe it, you know, that one can enjoy that. But as we can understand, it will take very short time before the piggy will get into it. and you know, become completely conditioned. So this is how it's happening in the material world. And yes, for sense gratification, we can experience it fully as animals, as hogs and dogs. But unfortunately, the opportunity to understand Krishna, realize Krishna, and stop the horrible repetition of birth and death won't be available in animal life. So while we are in human form of life, we have this opportunity to understand the nature of this world and take full advantage of Krishna consciousness, take full advantage of the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. And in the end of the purport, Srila Prabhupada says one should perfect his life by associating with devotees. And we can understand that everything in life is about choice. And even though we, you know, following the teachings of the Lord and following the teachings of Srila Prabhupada, condemn sense gratification, at the same time we can see that sometimes even devotees, they become victims of the same thing. And therefore, Lord Krishna in the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita says, Vishaya vinivartante niraharasya dehina. One can by force restrain oneself from sense gratification, but it will be very difficult. And you know, there is a big risk of slipping down. But then he says, rasavarjam rasopyasya param drishpani vartate. One can very easily overcome the negative influence of sense gratification, and one wouldn't even have to force oneself to, you know, abstain from sense gratification if one develops higher taste. Param drishtvani vartate. So, and Krishna consciousness is about higher taste. And in fact, yes, of course, these four sinful activities, they are so detrimental because they destroy the four legs of Dharma, as it is described in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, which are Satya, Daya, Tapa, Suci. Truthfulness, mercy, austerity, and purity or cleanliness. And Srila Prabhupada explained a number of times how four sinful activities, they destroy these four pillars of Dharma. But what is the positive alternative? And actually we have for each type of sense gratification in Krishna consciousness, we have a positive alternative, Krishna consciousness alternative. And the more we take advantage of that alternative, the easier it would be for us to completely forget about sense gratification and subsequently become liberated from the influence of the material world. And for example, we can easily give up, what to speak of, meat, fish and eggs, even other types of eatables by taking prasadam. Yeah, prasadam is a positive alternative to materialistic eating. And sleeping is actually connected to intoxications, that if people taking intoxications, they tend to sleep a lot. So devotees don't take intoxication, so they can